From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. An explosion tore through a Catholic church during Christmas Mass in Nigeria today. Officials say at least 19 people were killed and many were wounded. NPR's Afebia Quist-Darkton reports.
Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency says they do not have enough ambulances to evacuate casualties from the blast. The explosion happened at the large St. Teresa's Church in Madalla, a neighborhood on the outskirts of the capital, blowing out the windows of at least one house nearby. Nigeria is in the grip of a wave of recent bombings and attacks by a radical Muslim sect known as Boko Haram. That means Western education is forbidden. The anti-government rebels are responsible for nearly 500 killings this year alone, including a deadly bomb blast at the United Nations headquarters in Abuja. No one has yet claimed responsibility for this latest attack. Afebia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Accra.
Later, a second explosion was heard near a church in Jos in central Nigeria. No details have been provided. The main opposition group in Syria is urging the Arab League to seek United Nations help in ending the violence in Syria. The Arab League is demanding the Syrian government end its crackdown on anti-government protesters and has sent observers to the country to monitor its compliance. The United Nations estimates that more than 5,000 people have been killed since the unrest began in March. Pope Benedict XVI today called for an end to the bloodshed in Syria and for a resumption of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. He delivered his traditional Christmas Day message from St. Peter's Basilica to the thousands of tourists and pilgrims gathered in the piazza below. Tens of thousands of people are visiting the West Bank town of Bethlehem this weekend. Israeli officials say about 100,000 people are attending the festivities, up from 70,000 last year. The final day before Christmas featured a mad dash to finish holiday shopping. NPR's Jim Hawk says final sales figures aren't yet in, but all signs point to a solid uptick from last Christmas.
New York resident Vicki Clark says she didn't plan to shop on the last day before Christmas.
I had to go all the way to Jamaica, Queens to buy my nephew's Transformer toy. So it's hectic. I wish I would have done it earlier.
But last-minute shopper Jack Macon figures he saved a lot of money by waiting for the final sales.
There's like up to 75% off in there on stuff. There's like coats that are a couple of $1,000 down to like a few hundred. So.
Research firm ShopperTrack upgraded its sales growth forecast to 3.7% from its 3% estimate heading into the season. Overall, Americans are expected to spend more than $469 billion in November and December. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. The Coast Guard rescued 28 people yesterday after their boat engine caught fire in the San Francisco Bay. Petty Officer Rachel Polish says there were no injuries, and the whole case took place in a matter of minutes. It happened in McCovey Cove, next to the baseball park where the San Francisco Giants play. The Coast Guard is coming to the rescue of icebound Nome, Alaska. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Nome is facing a fuel shortage after a big storm prevented it from receiving its usual delivery by barge in the fall. Now the city is counting on a Russian tanker to deliver 1.5 million gallons of fuel oil and other petroleum products in January. But first, a 300-mile path will have to be cut through the ice pack off Alaska's western coast. The Coast Guard has offered its one functioning icebreaker, a polar research vessel called the USS Healy, to clear the way. The Healy is the Coast Guard's only functioning icebreaker right now. The rest of the fleet is being mothballed or repaired in Seattle. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
In North Korea, the official Korean Central News Agency today urged support for the son of the late Kim Jong-il as the new leader. It urged North Koreans to become comrades of the great comrade Kim Jong-un, calling him the son of the 21st century. He's in his late 20s and was unveiled as his father's choice of successor in September of last year. Also today, North Korea aired television footage of Kim Jong-un's uncle wearing a military uniform for the first time, suggesting that the uncle will help the young Kim consolidate power and continue the military-first policy of his late father. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.